need the best.
I had the best words.
Well, I'm the best there is.
The best. We the best.
I have a chance to be the best of the best.
You are now listening to Best of the Best, presented by Radar Studios. Starring two guys who use their middle initial to sound cool. Here are your hosts, Neil E. Fisher and Mark P. Smith.
Hey, what's up, guys? We are here with a special announcement. It's not a full episode, but it's some news. I think we billboarded a little bit of it on
our
last episode, which was the best Oscar snub. So thanks again to Brent Cato for joining us for that one.
Yep. Thanks, Brent.
Yeah, thank you. So I'll let Mark take it away, and then we'll kind of explain what we're doing and how we're moving forward. What you guys need to do, which isn't really anything, except, you know, if you're listening on a certain platform, but we'll get to that. But let Mark take it away.
Thanks, Neil. as you guys know, we've been toying with changing the name of our podcast, or, you know, trying to get more searchable. And this is all an effort to get more listeners and to have people find us easier. And in doing that, we finally came up with a new name for the podcast. And drum roll, please.
The Best of the Best. So we added the word the.
We think that's going to really make us more searchable. No, to be honest with you, before we reveal the new name, we just, in the end, Best of the Best was a good name to start with. But then we realized that everyone does best of shows. So almost every podcast has like a sort of weekly best of, or they have like a pared down, shorter version of stuff and they call it best of stuff. So finding, searching for us is very, very difficult. So
unless you're on Overcast, I guess, but which is an app that we highly recommend you using for your podcast. But everyone else, though, on iTunes or Stitcher, you know, we're 30th. Down the list of Best of the Best. Even if none of the other shows are called Best of the Best, we're still so far down because of the search engine optimization, or SEO as they call it.
So yeah, we came up with the name Moviality.
Moviality.
Moviality will be our new brand. And with that will come some format changing. And just to give you a little, I guess a little insight on why we came up with Moviality. Again, we wanted to just kind of do a new version of Best of the Best. We're going to do Radar Studios Presents Best of the Best, or BOTB or something. In the end, we just thought if we're going to make this change, we should, the podcasts that are easy to search for are usually the ones that have kind of made up a word. They've kind of like combined two things and made something. And then in the case of Neil's other podcast, the trivia podcast called Triviality, they have a really, good following at this point, considering how young they are. And, they have a great name in Triviality. And we just kind of were saying, oh, what about Moviality? So we thought maybe we can join them in terms of like being sort of a family of podcasts, and you know, maybe maybe kind of unfurling a string, you know, a series of shows or whatever that are kind of in this same guise. So that's how we came up with Moviality, and which we really like, and we, you know, other people seem to like it, fans of our show that we know personally seem to like the name. And yeah, so we're going to do a similar like logo as Triviality. We're going to kind of keep it like kind of a nice little system in terms of the two shows, and hopefully do some crossover episodes where we have the Triviality guys on our episode, and then we do trivia on their episode, where Neil's always on the episode, but I've never done one yet. Yeah. And then Neil, yeah, talk about, I guess, a little bit about some of the formatting and some of the new things that we're going to be trying to do.
Right. So with Triviality being the other podcast that I co-host, you know, we wanted it to keep the same level of quality across both episodes. So one of the things that we do on Triviality is we try to keep all the episodes basically an hour or under, just to make it easier for people to digest. Ours is a different podcast. Obviously, it's not trivia based, but we just want to make sure that there's multiple offerings and different types of episodes that you might getting, but most importantly, which is something that we talk about on Triviality, or a mantra that we follow, is consistency. So, you know, the only issue that Mark and I thought that we had on our show is that we weren't able at some points to get an episode out every week because of work or other other things that we had to do. So that's going to be our first thing is consistency. So we want to make sure that we have an episode out every week. And what we're going to do, though, is kind of change it up. So like Mark said, you know, we're not necessarily going to be doing, you know, episodes where we list the top five best of something. So for an example, we did best summer movies. So on the best of the best version, best summer movies was talking about as many as we could and then ranking them at the end, making a decision on that. The movieality version of best summer movies would be we just talk about how much we love summer movies and all the references and all the trivia that we normally would talk about. But it's more conversational and we don't necessarily have to rank them or try to get to a ranking at the end, which is always the hard part for us because we always wanted to try to stay under a certain time limit and rank them. So it's really not going to change. But in addition to that, we're going to do stuff like, you know, have mini-sodes where we're just talking about, you know, maybe some new movies or projects that we're excited about seeing or that we heard about, maybe a cool trailer that we want you guys to watch and talk about. We're going to be doing like these movieality questionnaires with special guests where we're, if you guys are familiar with James Lipton and Inside the Actor Studio, he would always ask an actor or a filmmaker 10 questions at the end of the interview. And we're going to come up with our own movieality version of that questionnaire. And we're going to have as many people on that want to be on. It could be a person who's not a filmmaker. It could be a filmmaker, it could be a critic, anything really. We just want people to express themselves through movies so we can learn a little bit more about them because Mark and I think that you can learn a lot about a person by the movies that they like. So we're going to include those in minisodes. So the point is we're promising basically that every month we'll at least have two full episodes where we're talking about a specific subject, whether it's one of the ones that we're thinking of doing in the future, maybe our best everyman actors that we keep talking about. So we'll talk about all the Kevin Costners and Kurt Russells and things like that. So that could be, say, you know, week one of a certain month. Week two will be a half hour minisode where we're talking about a movie that's coming down the pipeline that they released a trailer for and comparing that filmmaker's work to what he did before, or then having a special guest on the show for a little 15-20 minute interview. Then week three could be a full hour on a special interview like we did with David F. Sandberg or Lin Shaye. And then week four could be a full episode or a mini-sode, depending. So we're just giving a lot of options. We have some things planned that we haven't talked about yet. But we have to basically redo our social media, our Facebook and Twitter page. We're going to change the name of that. But I think if you're following it already, it's not going to affect you, except it's just going to look different. And anything else on the type of episodes we're going to do, Mark?
No, I think that was well explained. I think above everything else, our brand will essentially be the same, where we're still having discussions about more fan topics, more niche subjects, right. getting really particular about things a lot of times. And, we're just more interested. Like Neil said, if we have anyone on, we do the questionnaire. It's actually like kind of nice to have people that aren't necessarily like that are just like film fans, because almost everyone like is a fan of movies. So I think it's interesting to kind of get to know people through that. And ultimately everything we're doing, even though we're filmmakers ourselves, we're doing it because we're fans of these things. And I think like it's just always interesting to see how people's perspective is. And we have some other ideas too, like Neil said, and we'll reveal those as we go along. But we're excited about this new change. And hopefully you guys will be too. And hopefully it won't be like not a huge departure from what we were doing before. But like I said, just trying to be more searchable, trying to be more fan friendly in terms of being cutting our length down, and then also being more consistent. All those things are things we think we can achieve now. Hopefully achieve now with our new name and kind of brand change.
Yeah, we're just excited to be moving forward as the sister site of Triviality. So. Who knows where that can go. But right now, if you don't listen to Triviality, we recommend it. And we're going to recommend it to all the listeners of Triviality to listen to Movieality, because they're going to be sort of a cohesive unit going forward. So
and look out for Bestiality.
Yeah, Bestiality and any other type of ality that you can think of. But there's a lot of cool stuff coming in the future. We're just trying to, put out consistent content across different subjects. So trivia, movies, and who knows where it could go. But we're excited. Nothing's really going to change. It's just the name and we're just going to have a little more fun playing around with the format and making it more of a unique listening experience for you guys. So that way, you know, you don't have to worry about it being an hour and a half, hour and 45 minute episode to get through. Or maybe one day you just want a half an hour of our bullshit to listen to. So
yeah, you're still going to have two assholes talking about stuff you probably disagree with. So.
Right, right. And yeah, we'll give you all the social handles. But if you guys, you know, want to write it down, it's not going to matter. We're still going to change the name probably next week. But if you want to write it down, we're basically going to be at Movieality Pod on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, we'll figure out everything else. But yeah, it should be pretty good, I think. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. So Movieality. Put that in your Rolodex.
Movieality. And for the first and last time, it's just how you hear it. It's movie and then ality.
Yeah.
Movieality.
And like we said, hopefully the transition won't be that difficult. And hopefully all, you know, you guys will just get our new stuff and it'll be,
smooth sailing. So we're going to switch to Podbean. So we'll get into that on our next episode. But basically, if you're subscribing through any other app, iTunes, Overcast, things like that, it should just change automatically. If you use an RSS feed for your podcast and you like input people's RSS feeds manually, then that would be a change. So then we'll give you our new RSS feed, which I know what it is right now, but we can give it to you later. Yeah, if you're listening on SoundCloud, which we do have a lot of listeners on SoundCloud, just keep in mind next week we'll make another announcement, but if you're on SoundCloud, you're going to want to switch to Podbean because we're not going to be updating SoundCloud with new episodes. So it's just a little thing, but it's everyone else should be migrated over pretty smoothly.
Yeah, and then we'll do this. Will be under, you know, Best of the Best, as you'll see this come up in your podcast, your new podcast. This thing we're talking about right now. And we plan on doing one last Best of the Best episode that'll release next week, and that'll be it for that. And then we'll hopefully have all of our ducks in a row to make the transition after that. So yeah. We're excited. Hopefully you'll be excited, and we look forward to exploring and being a little more I guess reactive or organic to the, you know, to needs of people that listen to our show. So.
Yeah, yeah, we want it to be about the listeners, want to engage you guys. One thing that we kind of want to do maybe going forward, which we weren't able to do before, but now that we can possibly have minisodes, our last Best of the Best episode, it's going to be on the subject of best black and white movies of the modern age. So after, you know, color film was pretty much widely adopted, what films are the best, you know, black and white films? So. If you guys want to do your own preliminary research just to kind of get in the conversation with us, please do that. You know, moving forward, we're going to have a lot of options for, you know, giving you guys the topic we're going to be doing so you can look it up. Maybe do some Facebook Live, maybe do some video, a lot of options. One other thing that we're thinking of doing is Mark and I always talk during our discussions of what would be a great pairing of movies to watch depending on a certain genre or topic that we're talking about. Maybe a director, an actor, things like that. So we might be giving you guys recommendations if you want, and then like, letting us know.
Kind of like homework.
Yeah, kind of like homework.
But you don't have to do it.
Yeah, you don't have to do it. It's more fun. Like if you're looking, if you're like, oh, it's a, you know, Thursday night, I have nothing to do. Hey, Mark and Neil said, you know, watch these two movies back to back and get a cool experience. So obviously the first one is going to be The Human Centipede and Salo.
Yeah. Problem Child and Terminator 2.
Right, right. Or All About Eve and Natural Born Killers. so all different types of pairings there. But
or Stuart Smalley Saves Christmas and Crocodile Dundee Part 2.
Exactly. And
those are all connected, just so you know. You just gotta, there's a thread.
There's a secret thread. You have to be like Robert Langdon from the Da Vinci Code novels to figure it out. But once you do, you're going to find the ancestor of Jesus. So and shout out to the Shake Boys. I'll see if I can strong arm them into giving us a 1 minute recap of their movie night pairings that they do every weekend in their, you know, their colorful way without being too colorful, which, you know, those of you who listen, who are a Shake Boy, you understand. And we'll explain what that all means later. But
Movieality.
Movieality.
Coming to you soon.
Coming to you kind of live, recorded live, but coming to you later.
Yeah.
right into your ear buckets. And yeah, we're excited. We're going to be loose. Maybe I'll stand up for a few episodes like I did the other time. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
I might fall asleep. We'll see.
Mark might fall asleep. We're gonna try to have more guests on, filmmakers, non-filmmakers. A few of the people on the short list we're really excited about and what they're doing, and I think you guys are gonna be excited about it too. We just want to put it more focus on the listener. What can we give you guys that you're not getting anywhere else? And so that's why we want to give you a wide variety, a potpourri or a charcuterie or a cheese plate or meat plate, whatever you want
to
call it.
Or like when you go to Costco and you get all those different samples, everything.
Right, yeah. We want to give you different samples, but it expires in a week because it's super fresh.
All right, well, thanks, guys. So we look forward to hearing your feedback. And, look for our next episode coming out next week about modern-day black and white films. And that'll be our last Best of the Best. And after that, it'll be Movieality.
Yep, so keep listening. We're going to give more instructions next week. And we'll probably even do another little mini thing to make sure you guys migrate over correctly. But stick with us. We're really excited. Nothing is really going to change. It's just going to get better. And there's going to be a lot more variety. So look forward to hearing from you guys.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.